your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
We're at 7. Ukraine's president suggested creating demilitarized zones in the east of the country and says the latest version of a peace plan has been shared with Russian investigators. Removing forces from those key industrial areas could be a way past the sticking points over territory. Volodymyr Zelensky says the consensus was reached during talks in Florida.
We sense that America wants to reach a final agreement, and from our side there is full cooperation. Ukraine has never been and never will be an obstacle to peace.
A British 13-year-old's been stabbed to death in Portugal. Police are reportedly suspecting the ex-partner of Alfie Hallett's mother over the attack. His mum's understood to have been found with signs of being restrained and assaulted. The teen's basketball team has paid tribute, saying he played so well on Saturday, it seemed like he knew it was his last game. Meanwhile, hospital admissions for flu in England are falling for the first time this winter. The UK Health Security Agency's called the dip over the past week encouraging, but warned the rates could bounce back in the new year. Meanwhile, thousands of people flocked to Bethlehem to mark Christmas Eve after 2 years of muted celebrations due to the war in Gaza. Events began with a procession from Jerusalem to the Church of the Nativity in Manger Square. But many pilgrims still felt somber.
It hurts us so much to see that our friends, families in Gaza are still suffering up to this moment. Yet there is always hope. We believe in hope for a better future.
Forecasters say it will be cold and windy across the UK on Christmas Day, but there'll be sunny outbreaks in places. There'll be frost in many areas. However, Dartmoor is the only location with a real chance of snow. And one of the most famous bears in the world is 100 years old today. Winnie the Pooh made his debut in a story called The Wrong Kind of Bees in the London Evening News in 1925. A.A. Milne invented the character for his son, Christopher Robin. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
Well, only hours to go till the big day now, and you may be relieved to know that you won't be getting many ho-ho-hos from me tonight, but you will be getting plenty of Christmas tunes to get you through this Christmas Eve evening.
Just the same.
classic hits in Tame. Red Kite Radio.
Very warm welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your Red Kite Radio. I'm Simon Jobling, and as ever, I've got 2 hours of great music from the 80s coming up, more than liberally sprinkled, I'd have to say, with Christmas tunes from the 80s as well. And I'll be giving you information about the tracks and the artists along the way. Now, we started tonight's show with a bit of an 80s Christmas favourite, I suppose, Chris Rea and Driving Home for Christmas, which was written by Chris. And he said it was written back in 1978 when his wife drove all the way down from Middlesbrough to London to pick him up. And that was because it was cheaper than him catching the train home. Well, that may well be the case, but I don't think my wife would have driven down from Middlesbrough to pick me up. But anyway, they got stuck on the motorway. He started thinking about a Christmas song, and this was it. And for such a well-known Christmas song, commercially, it was pretty unsuccessful on its release. It only made number 53 in 1988. But I did see that in this weekend's Christmas chart for 2025, it is higher than that. It's number 30. And then we followed that with Shalimar and A Night to Remember. And here's a little question for you. Which band has had the most successful version in chart terms of this track? I'll tell you in a minute. Well, the track wasn't written by Shalimar or anyone to do with the band. It was written by members of two other US R&B groups, one called Dynasty and the other one called The Silvers. And it was indeed originally a hit for Shalimar, who'd been put together by both the producer and the agent of the legendary US music show Soul Train. So what's the answer to the question I posed? Well, 911 had a minor hit with this track. Liberty X would have a big number six with it in the noughties, but it's Shalimar who win the prize because they made number five with the track in 1982. But now back to the music, and next up, David Bowie and Mick Jagger and Dancing in the Street, co-written by the great Marvin Gaye. And this was, of course, a 60s hit for Martha and the Vandellas, and there have been many covers before these two British greats came together for Live Aid to record a version of it. And in fact, they were going to play it at Live Aid, but when it was realised that Bowie in London and Jagger in the States, well, they couldn't really perform it realistically live, they decided to make a single of it and make the video that I'm sure you remember that went with this tune, and it would be Bowie's last top 10 hit in America and a big UK number one in 1985.
Dancing in the street. Oh, it doesn't matter. classic 80s hits.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling
on Red Kite Radio.
Webb that is wrong, I begin again. Said to my
age of 17 there, written and performed by Stevie Nicks, with Stevie saying that it expresses the grief that she got from both the death of her uncle and also the murder of John Lennon, which both happened in the same week in late 1980. The track came from her debut solo album, and the guitar riff in it emulates the guitar riff in the Police track Bring On The Night. The track was released in 1981, and I think it's a pretty good track, but it only ever charted here in 2021, and that was after its use in a John Lewis TV ad. Now, we've got a few messages from our own advertisers coming right up, but then we're back with Lisa Stansfield and All Around the World, which is co-written by Lisa, and she said it was heavily influenced by Barry White. The track comes from her debut solo album, which was called Affection. The track itself was Grammy nominated and did win her an Ivor Novello Award. Well, it would be her second solo chart hit, but her first number one in the UK, this in 1989.
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him. Somewhere, somehow. I've gotta let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby. So many things, things he didn't know, and I was so bad. I don't think he's coming back. He gave the reasons he should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was so mad. And I don't think he's coming back. I did too much lying.
Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The child is a king, the carolers sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Cliff Richard there with Mistletoe and Wine on your Red Kite Radio, which was a song originally written for a London musical, which was an adaptation of a Hans Christian Andersen tale. Well, it was adapted for TV, and that starred Roger Daltrey and Twiggy, who did sing this very song, but as a lusty pub song. Well, Cliff heard it, picked it up, changed the lyrics quite considerably, and then released it as his 99th UK single. Well, it would be the 1988 Christmas number one and also the best-selling song of that very year. Now, if you're already starting to think about things to do after Christmas, what could be better than an evening of comedy at Tame Players Theatre on Sunday the 4th of January from 7.30 till 10pm? Jamie Radcliffe is performing his stand-up comedy routine, which is called What Are the Kippers?, along with other comedic stories. Jamie will be supported on the night by comedian Tom Bell, and if you'd like to buy tickets for this superb comedy evening, just go online to tameplayers.co.uk, or you can get them in person from the Information Centre in Tame Town Hall. Next up for us, Michael Jackson and The Way You Make Me Feel, which is a track which came from the Bad album. It was written by Jacko himself and produced by Quincy Jones. Well, it would be the third consecutive single from the album to go number one in the US, a huge worldwide hit, number three here, 1987.
Wednesday night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Love takes our train. Summer breeze and brilliant light. Only love she sees, she controls all love. Love sings to a new light. Promise to a miracle. Believe is our beauty thing. Promises, promises.
There with Promised You a Miracle, and they were probably, I think, the band that I saw live the most during the 80s, which for a soul boy and come new romantic like me was slightly unusual, but I did love them. Now, this was the breakthrough single for the band in singles terms, because it was their 10th single release, but it was the first to make the top 40, and it's considered by the frontman Jim Kerr to be the band's first pure pop song. But it was also a first step, I think, towards the sort of anthem tunes for which they later became known in the 80s, this one getting to number 13 in 1982. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertiser coming up, but then we're back with Amy Grant and Sleigh Ride. And this is a Christmas song that dates back to 1947, with the original idea for the song, somewhat perversely, coming up in the middle of a heat wave. Well, the first big outing for the song was really the Ronettes version in 1963, which is also in the 2025 Christmas chart. But this one is from the US singer Amy Grant, who started in Christian music before moving to pop. Well, she ended up winning 4 Grammys, had 2 US number ones, including a track called Baby Baby, which will get to number 2 here in the UK as well. Well, this track was on one of Amy's Christmas albums, which was released in 1983.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Leave the silent nights to the carolers this Christmas. Ask Specsavers team about our hearing services today at our store on the High Street or phone team 394 765. That's 394 765.
I didn't know why I couldn't stop drinking. I thought I was on my own with my problems.
Alcoholics Anonymous didn't judge me or criticise me. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living.
It's free and confidential. If you're worried about drinking,
call 0800 917 650 or search Alcoholics Anonymous online.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
Cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We snuggle close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in this world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Korea and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember. The song of a wintry fairyland. Nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather, we'll stay right together with you.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Joe Moroder, Phil Oakey, Together There and Together in Electric Dreams. And this, of course, was a theme tune to the film Electric Dreams from the two greats of the synth scene. And a very popular little number, really, from the two of them. Although, if you go to a Human League concert, the crowd absolutely love this one. Well, Oakey has since said that he doesn't really like it and thinks it a little bit ironic that a song which only took about 10 minutes to record in the studio ended up being a huge worldwide hit, whereas some of the League material took over a year to record. Well, that's life, isn't it? It did make number three here in 1984. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but, well, we've got more Christmas tunes coming up in the second hour of the show, and other classic 80s artists as well, such as Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Ultravox, The Blow Monkeys, and many more besides. I've got just one more track to take us up to the news, and, well, what a Christmas track it is. It is Wham's Last Christmas, which is not only one of the biggest Christmas records ever, but one of the biggest ever records, because, in fact, it is number four in the UK in sales terms in history. And it is famous that it didn't make number one on its release, and that was because it was released in the same Christmas as Band-Aid in 1984. But recently, it has more than put that right, because it topped the chart in 2023 and 2024, the first ever song to do that in consecutive years. And I see that it's just been beaten by Kylie to the Christmas 25 number one spot. But I don't suppose Andrew Ridgeley is too worried.
Playing all your festive faves, this is Red Kite Radio.
Yeah.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.